Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast for Tuesday morning, April 14th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Investor Newsbreak's Focus Universal Inc. prices $4 million private placement with warrants. Focus Universal has priced a $4 million private placement with institutional investors for common stock, pre-funded warrants, and Series A and Series B warrants at $3.58 per unit. The offering, expected to close on April 7, 2026, will support general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. is the exclusive placement agent for this at-the-market transaction under NASDAQ rules.
Focus Universal Inc. announces completed conversion results for Series A and B preferred shares. Focus Universal Inc. announced the completion of the conversion results for its Series A and B preferred shares. All 8,236 Series B shares have been converted, with 85.1% converted on April 6th and the remaining redeemed on April 13th. The company also converted 100% of its 750,000 Series A shares in 2025. CFO Irving Cao highlighted the company's commitment to financial health and long-term growth, thanking shareholders for their support. MeraOne Medical Technologies announces reverse stock split to regain NASDAQ compliance. MeraOne Medical Technologies Corporation announced a 1-for-6 reverse stock split to regain compliance with the NASDAQ. The split will take effect on April 15, 2026, with trading on a split-adjusted basis starting on April 16, 2026. This move is part of the company's strategy to meet the minimum bid price requirement for continued listing on the NASDAQ capital market.
Platinum posts 30% rally in Q1 2026. Platinum has surged 30% in Q1 2026, driven by supply deficits. According to a World Bank report, the precious metals price has seen a significant increase. Mining companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited are expected to benefit from the elevated prices, potentially strengthening their balance sheets. The industry continues to watch closely to see if this trend will persist.
Why the capital markets broker is the most important person in your deal? The capital markets broker plays a crucial role in commercial real estate transactions, acting as the nucleus that ties together buyer, sellers, and lenders. Kulby Culbertson, founder of Culbertson Holdings, emphasizes the importance of a good broker in maximizing deals. With extensive experience in closing over $520 million in loans, Culbertson's team analyzes financials and leverages their network to find the best financing solutions. Learn more at culbertsonholdings.com.
Mission IR News Breaks. Nicola Mining Inc. prices $6 million U.S. public offering of ADS units. Nicola Mining Inc. has priced its U.S. underwritten public offering of 930,233 American depositary shares and accompanying warrants at $6.45 per unit, expecting gross proceeds of about $6 million. Each ADS represents 12 common shares, with warrants exercisable at KD $12.22 13 for 5 years. Trading on the NASDAQ capital market is set for April 13, 2026, with closing on April 14, 2026. Proceeds will fund mill expansion, capital expenditures, and working capital, with underwriters granted a 45-day option for additional securities. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Seabridge Gold Inc. 4Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Seabridge Gold Inc., a North American gold copper developer with the KSM project. The company aims to maximize per-share value through joint ventures rather than self-funding mine builds. Despite a market cap of $3.4 billion, Seabridge appears undervalued, with catalysts expected to unlock value. Key highlights include progress on a potential KSM JV, a courageous lake spin-out in 2026, and a valuation disconnect versus asset value. Why 74 million millennials are competing for 800,000 homes available for sale, creating a severe supply-demand dislocation. The housing shortage traces back to the 2008 financial crisis, which led to a drastic drop in new housing units built annually. Factors like tightened credit standards, labor shortages, and zoning restrictions have further limited construction. The result is a market dominated by repeat buyers, with first-time homebuyers facing significant challenges in affordability. Atlas Clear Holdings files regulatory applications to acquire Commercial Bancorp, parent of Farmer State Bank. Atlas Clear Holdings has filed regulatory applications to acquire Commercial Bancorp, the parent company of Farmer State Bank, marking a milestone in its strategy to build a vertically integrated financial services platform. The applications were submitted to the Federal Reserve Board and the Wyoming Division of Banking following the announcement of a definitive share purchase agreement. The acquisition is expected to enhance capabilities in deposits, payments, and lending, creating long-term value for shareholders.
Silver Crown Royalties announces $4,500,000 fully allocated private placement at a premium to the market. The non-brokered private placement of common shares will bring in gross proceeds of approximately $4,500,000. The strategic investors will receive 321,429 common shares at a price of $14 per share, representing a 5% premium to the closing price on the CBOE Canada Exchange. The offering is set to close on or about April 17, 2026, subject to regulatory approvals.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.